You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Jacob. Thank you for joining me. This is Hunt Detail. And last week, Montana and New Mexico released their big game draw results. And if you drew a tag in either of those states, or if you already have a tag in, say, Arizona, congratulations. And we have Colorado coming up in a couple weeks and some other states after that. So unfortunately, I put in for New Mexico and Montana and didn't draw either, which is frustrating, but that's sort of the way of the world these days, unfortunately. And for those of you that did draw a tag, or and it doesn't have to even have to be an elk tag, it could be mule deer, spring bear, pronghorn, whatever. There's still a lot of decisions that need to be made now, a lot of things that you have to think about as you plan this trip and plan this hunt, especially if you live east of the Mississippi, because logistics and nuance really rule the day. You can't just, it's not public land near your house. It's not your back 40 or a lease that you have nearby. When you're out there, you just have a limited amount of time to get done what you need to get done. And so over the next few podcasts, we're going to really dive into that process of some of these questions and things that you need to think about. But I want to share with you all a free gift that I have for you that is, as of today, April 24th, when you're listening to this, through April 28th, I have a free book. It's the Kindle version available on Amazon. It's the Western Elk Hunt Planner, the Eastern Hunter's Guide to Creating Your Western Hunt Objective Plan and Systems. Now, this book is available for free now until midnight on Sunday, April 28th, and I'd love for you to download it. And even if you're not going to go elk hunting this year, it's still something that you can look back on in future years if you'd like. So go to Amazon, download the book, share it with friends. Text, there's a link in Amazon that you can share something with. Share it with them. Say, hey, download this. It's now free. It's normally $25. And right now, it has all 5-star reviews. I think it's been really well received. And what I would ask in return is that you give it a 5-star review. That's all I ask. If you download it, just give it 5 stars. Say, hey, excellent book. The focus of the book is the logistics and nuance that I've made reference to. It's not suggesting that I'm a master elk hunter and all these strategies and tactics, because that is not me. I'm still trying to evolve and get better in that regard. But what I am really good at is sort of the planning and logistics and nuance dynamics of something of this nature. Because there is a lot that you have to plan for and think about when putting a hunt together. And so the more that you can prepare for this, the more you can maximize your time in the field and not sort of spin your wheels or waste your time, because it's difficult to make a 1,000-mile trek across, to one of these other western states and then realize you don't have what you need or haven't thought about some of these dynamics because you've never done it before, or you've only done it a couple times or what have you. So some of the decisions that you have to make, we're going to talk about that in this podcast right now. Or do you want to go guided, or do you want to do it DIY? And so in the book, and if you download this podcast after those dates of or the book is free. A lot of the episodes in over the next few weeks are really going to be circled around some of the content in the book. So you'll still find value in some of what I'll be sharing. But some of the questions you can ask a guide, and they're really some of the first questions in the book, are, may I have a list of references? How long have you guided in Unit X? What is your success rate? How would you describe my guide's hunting style? How far is lodging from my unit? Can I see pictures of lodging? What is a typical day? What is included after I harvest elk? These are just some of the questions. I won't read them off, all of them, but some of the questions that you should think about if you're going to hire someone to help you. Now, if you're going to do it DIY, and what I will say is if you are going to go guided, it's still important to have an objective and to have plan and have systems in place for your hunt, because you shouldn't really just hand the steering wheel over to a guide. They might not be a good guide. They may be inexperienced. They may get sick. There's other extenuating circumstances. So you really want to own your hunt regardless of if you hire a guide or not. You'll be better off for it on the other side. You'll have learned more about whether you're successful or not. You'll still be engaged in the process. But if you're planning on going DIY, you need to ask yourself some questions about, do I want this to be not a glamping trip, but maybe, you know, more of a camping trip where we have a main camp near the trucks, we have steaks, beer, whatever, and we're just sort of doing that? Or are we doing this more bivvy style, you know, hiking back miles and miles? And even within those categories, I mean, there's a lot of different ways that you can do this and still be successful. The way that I approach this anytime that I've done it, and it's sort of really the way I approach anytime I hunt, is it's a business trip. It's not about, I have fun, but it's more fun for me to come up bruised, battered, beaten, broken, and rather than sort of relaxed. It's a business trip for me. And so if your approach is to this is that it's a business trip, and it's not necessarily just to sort of goof off or, you know, a reason to get out of the house or whatever, then I think you'll find a lot of value in this book and a lot of value in these podcasts. Because again, there's a lot of questions that you have to have answered. And that's one of them. And so having an understanding of what you envision this hunting trip to be, whether it is a camping trip or whether it's a more serious, whatever, there's no wrong answer. It's just you have to determine what that is going to look like, because that really connects with your objective, your hunt objective, your hunt plan, and your hunt systems. And so let's talk about your hunt objective. Now, when it comes to objectives, I've talked about this before on the podcast, having a SMART objective. Is it specific? Is it measurable? Is it attainable? Is it realistic? Is it time-bound? Because if you start to flesh that out, it'll tell you more about the type of trip that you want to have or don't want to have. And so I want to shoot a branch antlered bull, or any bull, any legal bull, a satellite bull, 6-point bull at somewhere under 35 yards with my bow. And I want to be able to hike from a mile within the truck or from the truck. And I have 10 days to get this done. So as you start to sketch that out, and in the book, I actually have you write some of these things out, fill in these blanks. Then you start to understand, then it'll start to frame the rest of your scouting, of course. Like, I can only look within a mile of different trailheads. And I, you know, or if it's more aspirational, I want to be able to hike 10 miles back. I want to be able to shoot up to 50 yards. And I want to shoot only a 6-point bull or any legal bull or any elk, period, including a cow elk. So having those, having a smart objective will really help you flesh out what those next steps are. And then as you move into your hunt plan, that really focuses on what are you doing day to day. For example, it's diving into the scouting portion. It's the e-scouting piece. You're trying to make a plan for every morning and every afternoon, and you're going to make the assumption that there's no elk anywhere. And so you have to find a spot for the morning, in the afternoon, and then the next day, and the next day. And so if you have 10 days planned, and it takes roughly 2 days to get there and 2 days to get back, now you have 6 days. I mean, is that really what you want? Or can you stretch that out to maybe a total of 14 days, and then you have a much bigger segment or chunk of days to really do this? But for each, let's just say it's 6 days, then you have to decide, how do you create, you know, a plan for each of those 6 days? For me personally, I try to create loops. I'm going to loop. This will be one loop for this day, my morning and my afternoon. Another loop over here, another loop over here. And I'm really trying to find not just the best places, like your place A, B, C, D, E, and so forth. I really want like 5 top places. Like type 5 places where I'm excited, even if the first spot doesn't work out. A1 doesn't work out. Now I'm going to A2. Now I'm going to go to A3. That's okay. If you get defeated and you get down because spot A1 didn't work out, you're already putting yourself in a bad spot. But if you have 5 incredible spots planned out, and we'll dive more into that, then you're going to be more excited for the long term over the course of this trip. So we talked about objectives, we talked about plans, and now we talk about systems, and this is all very high level. We'll dive more into this in subsequent podcasts, but systems are like your water, your calling, your food and your calories per day, how you set up for bears in terms of putting your food and where you're going to camp, and you know, keep all that stuff up in a tree and downwind and all of that. And you know, these are some of the things when it comes to systems. And you know, you're not going to have time to figure it out there. You're not going to have Wi-Fi or cell service. You, in many ways, you need to have a mobile emergency room in case you or someone gets hurt. You need to have a mobile bow shop in case you do something to your bow or to your rifle or whatever. You need to have a mobile car repair, because if you blow a tire or have something go wrong with your car that's somewhat fixable, then you want to be able to do that. You don't want to drive an hour and a half into town and wait 2 days to get a vehicle fixed, because you don't have that kind of time. You want to have everything good at home. You want to have everything good at work, because if you're distracted in those areas, you will not be very focused. And you want to have a detailed plan, like I mentioned, but you also want to have flexibility to pivot, because when you get there, the trailhead's loaded with people, or a road is closed that you didn't think would be closed. There's a lot that could go wrong, and you want to be able to pivot. And then, as I mentioned, you want to be excited about that pivot. You want to have multiple plans that you're like, oh, that's not a big deal. I was actually wanting to go over this area over here. Oh, well, that road's closed. Well, now I got A3, and then I got A4. So you want to have a detailed plan, but you want to be able to pivot. And then You know, the other piece is that if you've not hunted Western big game, and again, we're going to focus on elk here, but it could apply to other things. You know, how different is the terrain? How different is the calling? How is the different is their general movement during the course of the day from bed to feed and feed to bed and water and all that? And you do have to think about where is water in relation to some of these areas that you're looking at. How do thermals impact your hunting style? What about other hunting pressure? Where might that come from? Am I going to be hunting in grizzly bear country? If so, you know, those are some things that you need to think about in terms of having a weapon and bear spray. I carry both. You also want to think about your bow setup. And we talked a little bit about that as it relates to your objective. And so with those things in mind, it's also like how different is hunting elk per se versus whitetails or turkey or whatever that you're used to hunting. And how does that impact the rest of your hunt plan and some of the things that we just talked about? And then you also have to think about after the shot, how are you going to pack it out? Are you going to have someone help you pack it out? And what's in your kill kit? And if you're going to have somebody help pack you out, you need to have talk to somebody to have them on hold, ready for that pack out. And again, that goes all back to some of your e-scouting and really honing in on where you're going to hunt. Because if you don't know where you're going to hunt within, say, the state of Montana and all the general units that they have, then you're going to have to narrow that down first before you start reaching out to someone that can help you pack out your elk. So there's a lot to think about here, and we're going to dive into it a little bit more in each of the subsequent episodes. And it may get a little bit wordy or nuanced or detailed, but hopefully this will be of help as you sort of dive down this rabbit hole. But again, go download the book, share it with some friends, give it a 5-star review. Greatly appreciate that. And then next week we'll dive down into this a little bit more, a little bit more about e-scouting, I believe. So thank you all for listening. Best of luck this season. And of course, congratulations again if you drew an elk tag. All the best.